Old Mother Reagan and her crew took away from me and you. Up she go far away. She better go far away. You know it ain't right when it's all wrong. See old Mother Reagan protest song. Old Mother Reagan, she's so dumb, she's so dangerous. How come she don't go far away?
Yes, violent femmes on KX935. And speaking of violent femmes,
here's your morning surf report with eco warrior James Pribram on KX935.
I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I said that, James. Is it? Wait a minute. I don't know why you're not on the air, but you're not on the air. Something wrong with that mic. Try a different mic. Try that one next to it. There. How's that one?
Hello.
Oh, there you go. That's better.
Hello.
James Pribram. On the air.
That's what they call me. In the King.
We're such pro. I'm such a pro. Sorry about that.
You're so pro.
You don't like that song?
No,
Violent Femmes, Old Mother Reagan?
That was the worst song I've ever heard. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but you know what's good about
that?
It?
You did.
Yeah, you know what's good about it? It's
Nothing.
Also the shortest song you've ever heard.
Oh.
At 29 seconds. It's the world's shortest ever song. It's in the Guinness Book. No, it's not really. It's made
by. Wow.
Now, listen, you've got an event on this weekend. I want to hear about it.
We do.
Go on.
The Eco Warrior Adopt the Beach Cleanup.
Emo Warrior.
This.
James Primer.
You know, it's funny, my friend calls me Emo. Emo.
That's where.
If I ever wear skinny jeans in here, just say no, you're fired.
James Primer sitting on the beach listening to a Bright Eyes CD on his.
With a shaved head,
a
beard, and skinny jeans.
Right.
Skinny jeans. No, but
go
back
on.
To it. Yes.
Yeah, please.
We have a. Beach cleanup this weekend, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. You can go down to Quicksilver Ford Riders Club to get all your materials, get a 20% discount card, stickers, and other goodies.
Great.
And it's all of Laguna Beach. And, yeah, we want the whole community to come out, families, kids, everyone's invited, even you.
It makes a statement, doesn't it? You know, cleaning up the beach makes a statement, especially for the kids to know that, wait a minute, this is not doesn't happen by itself. You know,
no.
It's not going to clean itself, you know.
It's a community effort, and it's great. You know, KX93.5 FM adopted Pearl Street. The Ranch adopted Aliso. Excess Energy Drinks adopted Brook Street, Oak Street. Costa Azul adopted St. Anne's. A friend of mine, Eddie, adopted Sleepy Hollow.
Brilliant.
Quicksilver adopted Main Beach. So we have all these people adopting beaches, much like Adopt a Highway.
Yep.
But we're all getting out there. We're cleaning up our beaches, keeping them litter-free, and then we're going to have a little get-together at the ranch afterwards at 12:15.
Fantastic.
Discounted food and drinks. I hope to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope to see all of Laguna Beach. Please come out and support it.
To celebrate any one of the 28 street beaches. Did you know that in Laguna Beach?
I did.
It was a triv question yesterday.
28 coves.
Yeah.
That's good. You see? Actually got my trivia.
I'm trying to do the trying to get to be a bit more of a local here, James.
Yeah. Well, you good luck.
Thanks.
How
long do you have to be in Laguna before people sort of stop looking at you like you're, you know, an alien? Long time, like 50 years.
You know, I've known people live here their whole lives and they still look like an alien, so.
well, that's
a good question.
Charm.
We'll have that on trivia.
It's part of the charm of Laguna that half the town looks like aliens. So here's there's some rotten news, actually, while we're on the subject of conservation.
Terrible, yeah.
Somebody's dumped, this is all I know about it. Somebody has dumped a bunch of chlorine into one of the pools at the Pacific Marine Mammal Center in the canyon. The sea lions apparently are all right, but they're having to swill out their eyes with fresh water regularly to because you know it's just a that's if you're going to do an act of violence, if you're going to do a random act of something. In fact, don't even do anything. Just
that's
go
just
away.
So shameless. It's so shameless. I mean. Why would you do something like that?
They're
already sick. That's why they're at the Marine, Mammal Center.
Yeah, right.
They're already recovering. Some might not make it. And then to worsen things, you pour chlorine in the pool. I mean, that's the most cowardly act I think I've heard of.
I think it's actually a psychotic act. I'm thinking about it now. To do that, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be unwell. It's an unwell person who's done that, I think.
Now, you
got to
wonder... What was it, about a month ago, 2 months ago, those two kids in fatigues went down to Golf Island, down at the beach in front of the Montage, and they sliced up the octopus down there? You hear about that one?
No.
There's like a pet octopus that the locals down there came to know. They named him Dave. And these kids came down with knives, and they killed him. They sliced up the octopus. And I wonder, like...
what's going through their heads.
Yeah, but maybe it was the same people that did this at the Marine Mammal
Center. What have they got against marine animals? I don't get it. I don't know. I just don't get it. I do not get it.
No. I mean, how would you? It's pathetic. It's so sad and it's so cowardly. They weren't too big. I'd love to be locked in a room with them.
Right. Well, I've just sent
an email. Smaller than I am.
I've just sent an email. No, I get it, James. But I've just sent an email to Mary Ferguson at the Pacific Marine Mammal Center, and I hope to get an update back so I can let people know what's going on with the animals. But the animals are going to live, so you know.
And they do such a wonderful job at the Marine Mammal Center out there.
I know. If you haven't been, actually, it's really a moving thing. They really do incredible work down there, and one of the most poignant things I saw when I was there, when they gave me the little tour, because they'll give you a tour, they'll walk you around.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most, apart from seeing the animals, which is so beautiful anyway, was they show you this jar, like a big old candy jar, and it's full of like fishing wire and plastic bags and all kinds
of. That they pulled out from
And they said, this is from one animal.
Oh.
This huge jar full of plastic and crap that they've pulled out from the stomach of one animal. So,
and that's the sad reality of our oceans today.
Yeah. Well,
how about did you get to make an anchovy smoothie for the seals out there when you're there?
No, I didn't. That sounds as nice as it sounds.
When I was in school at the high school here, you had to put in some hours down there.
So you
had to make an anchovy smoothie and feed the seal or seals.
Yeah.
Ew. The anchovy smoothie.
Lovely.
Oh, it still makes me cringe.
No, that'll wake you up.
Oh, that'll wake you up.
So what's the weather doing here, James? Because it looks a bit odd.
You know, it is odd. Kind of like you. But we like odd because it's entertaining.
Right.
There's a slight chance of more showers today after 11 a.m. And I'm going to say it's not going to happen. No more showers.
Really? Because it was raining this morning when I came in.
Yeah, there were showers this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's over. I think it's going to be partly cloudy all day. I'm going to say a high of 64 today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have some wind, southwest winds. You know, about 10 miles an hour today, maybe a little bit stronger. But not really a lot going out there. Waves are small, 1 to 2 feet. We've got a high tide coming up today at 12:29 p.m., a 3.41. Low tide this afternoon, 5:13 p.m. Only a 2-foot high tide or low tide, excuse me. And that's about it. After a couple great days of big waves, and it did get big out there. I mean, it got solid 10, 12 feet out there for a couple of days. It was pretty awesome. Too bad we had that constant west northwest wind blowing.
Right, I heard that made it a bit squally out there.
Yeah, but sure was, you know, pretty to watch. And you know, water temp. Thankfully, the water temp fell just skyrocket. I mean, I don't know if I should skyrocket it, but it fell to like 55. It's up a little bit, about 60 degrees today. Yeah, that's about it, pal.
All right. Well, I'm glad you came and did what you did.
Yeah. Hopefully, it all makes sense to you.
Brilliant. No, none of it made any sense to me. I'm from Belize. It's landlocked where
You're from Belize?
Have you been to Belize?
No.
It's a great place, Belize.
Belize that.
You know what? I gotta go. It may seem a little obvious, but I'm gonna play Charlie Don't Surf by The Clash.
All right, I like that.
James Pribram, Eco Warrior. See you
tomorrow.
Yeah.